Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek is going to talk about a person who brings a korban outside of the Bet HaMikdash. The Torah forbids a person to slaughter a korban outside of the Hatzer, the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash. And there's an additional prohibition to burn the korban on a Mizbeach outside Har HaBayit, the Temple Mount. If a person violated this Isur, if they did it on purpose, they would be karet. If they did it by mistake, they would have to bring a korban hatat. Mishnah says, Hashuhed v'hama'ale b'chutz. If somebody slaughters a korban and also offers it up on the mizbeach outside of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, hayav al hashechita v'hayav al ha'aliyah. He's liable for one korban hatat, for slaughtering it in an inappropriate place, and he's also hayav an additional second hatat for burning it on the mizbeach outside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, he has to bring two different korbanot in this type of situation. When we're mentioning that it was slaughtered outside of the Beit HaMikdash, and that would be a problem, that is specifically once the Beit HaMikdash was already built. But before the Beit HaMikdash was around, they had something called bamot, which were personal mizbahot that they had, because there was no central place of worship. But once the Beit HaMikdash was built, there was a prohibition to offer up your own korbanot. Rabbi Yosef Gilili is going to disagree. Rabbi Yosef Gilili omer, shehat bifnim ve'eleh bachutz hayav, says Rabbi Yosef Gilili, if he slaughtered the korban inside the courtyard like he was supposed to, and then he burned it on a mizbeach outside of the Temple Mount, in that situation, he would have to bring a korban hatat for the inappropriate offering of the korban on the mizbeach outside the Beit HaMikdash. He offered up something that was fit to be offered up inside. He offered it, he burned it on the mizbeach in an inappropriate spot. But shehat b'chutz v'he'ela b'chutz patur. But if he slaughtered the korban outside of the Temple Mount, and then he offered it up on a mizbeach outside as well, in that type of situation, he's not liable for the second hatat, for burning it on the mizbeach outside. Shelo he'ele b'chutz el davar pasul. Because in that situation, he burned a korban outside the proper spot, but the korban he was offering was invalid already. Once the korban was slaughtered outside the Har HaBayit, it was unfit to be offered up inside. So therefore, according to the Rabbi Yosef Gilili, the prohibition against offering it up outside no longer would apply because it was a pasul korban already. So by offering it on the Mizbeach, he, outside of the Har HaBayit, he didn't do anything in addition that would cause it a problem. The rabbis answer back to the Rabbi Yosef Gilili, Amru lo, the rabbi said, Afa shohet bifnim uma'ale b'chutz. Kevan shehotzi'o pesalo. So the rabbis have a answer to him. They say, let's say somebody slaughtered a korban inside the courtyard, and then they offered up outside the courtyard. They burned it on a mizbeach in a spot outside of the Temple Mount. Right when they took the korban outside of the courtyard, right away they invalidated it. So they're basically saying, in Rabbi Yosef Gilili, there's one case that you admitted to. You admitted if he slaughtered it on Har HaBayit, and then he took it out and he burned it on a mizbeach outside of Har HaBayit. In that type of situation, you told us that he would be chayav for the burning because the shechita was done properly. But the whole problem you have in this situation where you brought up that it was slaughtered outside and then was burned outside as well. You said, oh, it's an invalid shechita. The korban is invalid, so therefore the burning is nonsense. So what the rabbi is saying is, but your case as well is nonsense. Your case as well, once you bring it outside of the Temple Mount, you remove it from Har HaBayit, it also becomes invalid. So why should he be chayav in that case for the burning as well? So if you're going to tell us that a person is liable for burning the korban outside, even though it wasn't fit to be offered up because it was already removed from Har HaBayit and became invalid, then a person should say that it even applies to a korban that was slaughtered outside and then offered up there as well. That should also be a case where a person is liable. That is the logic of Hachamim and how they answer to Rabbi Yosef HaGilili.